I believe. I believe. I wish the whole world would do. Man Up with Pastor Dwayne, with Pastor Ann Thomas.
Does anybody not believe in God?
Welcome to another third Tuesday of the month. It's the third Tuesday. You know what time it is. What's up? It's Man Up on the Movement. It is the time. Call your friends. Let your neighbors know. It's about that time. We're about to get it in. It's about that time here in this city. It's about that time to get your blessing. Well, you know, it's another segment on Man Up to Move. You know, we do it every third Tuesday of the month. We come together from here from Madison, Wisconsin, to encourage the brothers, to encourage the sisters, to encourage the kids, to encourage the neighbors. Amen. We just come together and just to say thank you, God, for this awesome day. Man Up the Movement on the Now Network with, you know, our co-host, Pastor E. He always doing it. The apostle, he do work the fivefold ministry. So we just want to get a shout out to him for allowing this to happen every third Tuesday of the month. We come about this time, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock my time. You know, you got the central time and central and midnight, you know, where you probably be at here at 8 o'clock. It may be 7 o'clock where you at. It may be 6 o'clock where you at. It may be 5 o'clock where you at. But here in Madison, Wisconsin, it's 8 o'clock. We just come together on Man Up the Movement, which you know your host, your co-host, Pastor Dwayne Carlos, all the way from Madison, Wisconsin. Just want to send a shout-out to everybody. Say hello, how everybody doing? We got a treat for you guys tonight. We know that it's all about Man Up the Movement. You know, when we talk about man, we know we like to talk about the brothers and things like that, but God's eyes, when God called, he called mankind. You know, he doesn't look at us as, he don't look at us in a sexual way. You know, man and female, he called us mankind. But tonight, we got, you know, I always got my ride or die with me. You know, I know Apostle E, he's my ride or die, but I'm talking about rib. I'm talking about my other part, my rib, you know, the rib that came out of me that God had pulled my rib, and he called her woman. He called her my woman. He said, whoa, man. Amen. So, you know, I'm just laughing and joking here. You know, don't take it personal. Amen. But it's an awesome topic tonight. I just want to, you know, say welcome to you guys to come to the, you know, this third Tuesday, you know, man up on the movement. And so tonight, we just going to, I got my partner with me, so I'm going to release her, amen, but before I release her, I just want you to know that God loves you, God cares for you, God desires you to love you, God wants you to grow, God don't want you to decrease, God wants you to decrease so you can, and he wants you to increase so you can, he wants you to grow, amen, he wants you to decrease. He wants you to get rid of all that junk in your trunk. He wants you to get rid of all that. And so he can put some new stuff in your trunk. So he can put some new ideas in your heart. So he can put some new joy in your heart. They can put some new laughter in you. He wants you to get rid of all that hurts and pain, and that he can give you good pain, good of a frame of mind. Amen. And so, you know, I'm kind of tired. And God has blessed me to open the door for me. I got a job. I'm in the hospital now. So it's like, you know, trying to put everything in perspective, trying to get the ministry together, trying to get, you know, God already together. So the head already together. So I'm just trying to get the body together. Amen. The head never out of control. God is the head of everything. So he's in control. I'm just trying to get the body together. So I may be slurred in some of my words. Forgive me. Forgive me. Don't take it personal. Forgive me. But I just want you guys to know that you are blessed. You are loved. And God do love you. You know, God gave up everything just to come to you. You know, he left everything to come to you. Why? Because he thought you was worth it. So my co-host partner, you know, my wife, Pastor Ann Collins, Pastor Ann Collins on the microphone tonight. We know at the topic, you know that the show is man up, you know, but we manning up, you know, we manning up. God has gave me a dynamic in the ministry. She keeps me in order, you know, keeps me in order and keeps me on point what I need to be on point on. And I'm grateful for that, you know, because we work us together, you know, and that's no big eyes, no big U's. No, I know the Bible said the man is the head of the household. You know, no, I'm not her master. She's not my slave. No. That don't what that mean. No, she don't have to shut up. No, we don't go. That ain't what that word mean. So we are helpers to one another. You know, she helps me get strong. I help her to get strong. She keep me in order. I help to keep her in order. So we work together. We work together for the other side of the ministry. The other side of the ministry. And so I love my partner, and she's so. But she got a word that God has. We've been talking about, you know, because my wife and, you know, putting together, you know, we gotta. I'm gonna let her tell you about the new ministry. I'm gonna let you know. Let her tell you what's going on and that things of that nature. And so I'm gonna get ready to get up out of the way. But before I get out of the way, let me pray. Father God, in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for this opportunity again. We are able to see. We are able to see another Tuesday. God, we are able to see February the 20th, 2018. We are able to see February the 20th. You made this plan. You made it possible. You hold back the devil. You hold back the devil. The devil couldn't kill us on the bus. The devil couldn't kill us in our car. The devil couldn't get us in our sleep. The devil couldn't get us on our job. Lord, you kept everything in perspective. Nobody got hurt. Nobody lost their hands. Nobody came to their job and got shot up. Nobody had a car accident, God. Did nobody have a stroke? Did nobody have a heart attack? You've done it, God. So we're grateful for that. And I know you want us to give you a big hug. So let's just give him a big hug. Give him, reach your hand out and give him a big hug because he deserves a big hug. He deserves a big hug. Why? Because he kept away the devil. He kept the devil out of your house. He kept the devil out of your kids' mind. He kept the devil out of your body. You ain't sick in your body today. You are fully covered. You are fully healed. You are fully anointed. You are anointed and appointed. You are anointed and appointed. You too anointed to be disappointed. That's how you are. God did that for you. And so we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're big like that. And we just want to give you hugs and kisses and say, thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our savior. And thank you for being our love. We give you all glory and honor in Jesus' name. And so, further ado, here she are. Let's give her a hand of applause. Let's give her a hand of applause. She's grateful. Let's give her a hand of clap. Let's give her a hand of applause. Amen. Here she are, my wife, my pastor, my partner in this ministry. Amen. Here she is, Ann, Pastor Ann.
Praise the Lord. So my name is Pastor Ann.
Apostle.
And I am the wife of Pastor Dwayne Collins. And that's a blessing in itself. I am, you know, it's truly an honor and a blessing to be able to share and work in the ministry with him. You know, he's been in the ministry now for 15 years, so I was blessed to have somebody that can keep me in line, help helped me to grow up and someone that I could learn from in the ministry. So I can not only say that he is my husband, but he's also became my spiritual father as well, because he's pushed me and, you know, and helping me to grow as a minister. So that's a blessing, you know, as he was saying that it's a blessing when you meet somebody that they don't say, oh, no, go sit down, shut up, and be quiet, or go over there and sing that song and don't have anything to say. But it's a blessing that he does let me speak and work in the ministry. So he asked me to introduce our new ministry and what we have going on here in Madison. So we currently are looking for a new location for our ministry. And the name of our ministry that we have is called New Hope Deliverance Center. So we're looking for a permanent location. If you all can keep us in prayer, that we're able to locate a new building. What we're looking to do is to, you know, just be able to get out, reach people, and show them the love of Christ. You know, the first thing that we're called to be is to go out and go out amongst them and evangelize the people. So we want to bring that back to here to Madison. We don't see a lot of that going on in our city. So we just want to get out, show people the love of Christ, and compel them to come in, amen, because we know that at one point we was out there and it took somebody to come and give us their testimony or come just to share a word with you. And so we're looking to do that. You all keep us in prayer that, that you know, that we're able to just uplift the name of Jesus. And so our where we're going to be coming from the scriptures today is John chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 28th verse. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake those words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Come on with it, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. So it's that the truth will make you free. And so what is the truth? We have to know who Jesus is. First of all, we have to know that he is the only way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to make it in but to go through Jesus. You can't go through your apostle. You can't go through your mother, your brother, the people at your church, your pastor. The only way into the kingdom is through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So we know that he is. He is the truth. And so we see here that he said if he be lifted up, if Jesus be lifted up. See, I can go out and witness, and my testimony can be affected if I use my testimony to lift him up, not myself up. I can't brag on, you know, Sister Ann can't save you. I can tell you what I've been through, but how many know that the only way that you are able to overcome is through Jesus Christ?
And so we noticed that. You notice that when it started out, it says that it started out that Jesus said, if he be lifted up, I'm going to cut in, I'm going to help out here. He was saying, if he be lifted up, notice the scripture. Notice that it didn't say nobody else, you know, because sometimes we want to lift other folks up. We want other folks to get the accolade. We want other folks to get recognition. We want other folks to get the glory. We want other folks to get the hand clapping. We want other folks to get the glory, you know, to get his glory. We want other folks to get the recognition. And he said right here, you know, and read the whole scripture. Just don't start where, you know, we started at verse 28, but you can go back, start at 1. You know, read the whole chapter, because it's some pieces and bits of pieces that would give you, because, you know, we man it up. You know, we on the move. We not stuck. That's it. Because the name of the show, Man Up on the Movement. So that means we not stuck. We not stuck in one place. We are moving. We are what you want to say. We are we prosper. We moving. We not stuck. So we moving. We on the move. And so what he's saying is, you know, Jesus said it best. He said, when you have lift up the Son of Man. He didn't say lift up your wife. He didn't say lift up your children. He didn't say lift up your job. He didn't say lift up that new Mercedes you riding. You know, you riding that thing. You got them hams in there. You riding a new car. You just got blessed. You know, you was blessed because you've been faithful. You've been faithful with a few things. Now God has blessed you. He never said lift that up. He said lift up the Son of Man. So we got to go back to lifting up God. You know, we can't keep lifting up our kids. We can't keep lifting up our job. That's why we can't prosper. That's why we can't go forward. Why? Because we keep lifting up ourselves. We keep lifting up other people. You know, I love my wife with my whole heart. I love my kids with my whole heart. But I love Jesus. Amen. I love Jesus. Why? Because if I lift him up, I ain't worried about my family. They're going to be taken care of. I'm not finna put them in front of Jesus. No, I'm not finna do that. He said, lift them up. I love my wife. My wife ain't God. No, my wife ain't, my kids ain't God, my job ain't God. I got to lift up the Lord that saved me, the Lord that gives me prosperity. The Lord, prosperity, it's not about money. I'm saying prosperity. I'm talking about my heart and my peace, with joy, with laughter, with longevity, with spirit, with hope, with understanding. Like I said from the very first beginning of the show, this February 2018, 2020, this is the day is the 2018 and today is the 20th. You know, I reflect back in 05. Well, I can go back to 78, 79. You know, as I was growing up, then nobody never thought they'd get to see this. You know, we used to call these Buck Rogers days, you know, Space Age days. But yet, we here, we arrived. Why? Because we kept moving. We kept moving, not in our own understanding, but in God's understanding. We kept standing in his will. We kept standing in the things that he wants for us, you know. And he said, if he be lifted up, you know, the Son of Man be lifted up, then shall he know, then you should know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. He even put it, you know, he kind of like, he give us the not look, listen to what he said, know of himself. He giving you the human form of himself. Even he in his right mind, you know, even though the human form of Jesus, even the human form of God, saying, not even that my Father. He said, not even myself, but as my Father had taught me to do these things. So he's breaking his, I'm telling you, there's some pieces in here, man. You get in here, Pastor, you get in here and you start reading this thing. It's a little bits of pieces because he's not glorifying the flesh man. Oh, no, he's not glorifying the flesh man. You know, he's not glorifying the flesh man. The flesh man you be giving God. We still at 28. We ain't go that far. We still at 20. So he's saying, you know, he's saying not even as myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. So he's learning. He's learning as a human being not to put, you know, because the Bible says, God, oh, hear, O Israel, thy Lord God is one God. Notice that it never said he was multiple gods. He said, hear, O Israel, thy Lord God was one God. Israel always got punished. Why? Because they were chasing out the other gods. They always chased out the other gods. And that's when he said that the Son of Man be lifted up. That goes, if you go back into the Old Testament, whenever Israel got in trouble, whenever they got in trouble, God always punished them, but God made them put whatever they was in sin with, God made it put it on the spear and put it up in the sky. You know, put it, you know, he take the sin, whatever sin they was involved with, he made them put it up in the spear and stick it in the ground so because they lift it up so they can remind themselves, why did he punish them? Why did he punish them? And so that's powerful. So, you know, we man it up, we on the move, we're not stuck. And so that's what he's saying. Then let's hit 29.
And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always these things that please him.
Listen to that. See, there is one. Listen to what it said. And he that sent me is with me, the Father. He's never leave me alone. They said they won. We have to get into this frame of mind that for revival to start back here in America, for the revival to start in your neighborhood, for the revival to start in your house, for the revival to start on your job, for the revival to start when you're driving that car. You know, you may be driving a cab, you may be driving a bus, you may be driving a school bus, or you may just be at your job, or you may just be riding a bike, whatever you're involved with. If the revival can start right there, it can start right there. Why? Because he's saying that if we lift him up, so if we're trying to make things come in perspective, not trying to say let's get a get-rich-quick scheme, if we put things in perspective, because we know in some parts of the Bible say seek the kingdom and all these things will be added on to you. So sometimes we got to quit chasing other things. Because God will punish us for chasing other things. You know, the Bible says God is a jealous God. If he's a jealous God, what makes you think that he wants you chasing something else behind him? Amen? Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, we're 29. Let's go to 29. And he said that he that sent me is with me. God always with you. I don't know why people chase behind. That's I'm going to say this, but I'm not going to say on this. I don't know why people be chasing behind prophets. You never seen it in the Old Testament where they were chasing behind prophets. You've never seen it in the Old Testament where they were chasing behind prophets. You know, and then some, I heard something that got caught my mind when they said Saul, when Saul the prophet, he was looking for a word from the prophet and he wanted to raise up the dead. He looked. You don't have to go raise up the dead. You don't have to go raise up no dead prophet. All you gotta do is read the Word of God. He's just saying he's with you. He's with you. You're not by yourself. So you don't need to go. You don't have to go chase by you. First of all, that's witchcraft. That's sorcery. He's going to go there and raise up some dead prophets just to get a prophet, just to get a word. All you got to do is grab the Bible. You don't have to go see no Jesus. You don't have to go call Cleo. You don't have to get up in the morning and read your horoscope. Come on, Pastor.
Not even only that. We have to be careful, because there should never be a moment when you mentioned prophecy. There should never be a moment in the church where prophecy is more important in an altar call than souls coming to Christ.
Come on.
That's our whole mission, is to go out, compel people to win them over to Christ. See, when we get into the point where we're looking for a prophecy, then the prophecy, we take the prophecy and put it more important than we do Jesus.
My God.
And Jesus is supposed to be, without Jesus, there is no prophecy. He's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I laugh because you brought me that up, because I looked at the other day. But I was looking at something, and it was a whole 20 minutes of prophecy, but never a mention of Jesus, never a mention of an altar call, or when sold over to Christ, because he said that if I follow after him, if I seek him, if I walk in his will, if I live according to this word, because it says here, if ye continue, I'm going to go to 31, then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, He preached Jesus.
Come on.
He preached salvation.
He said, we don't
have to believe on him.
Come on. Come on.
If ye continue in my word.
Come on.
Then are ye my disciples indeed.
Come on.
See, listen, it can give you a word, but sometimes you got to be careful because some of those words, when we're out there speaking to get a prophecy, sometimes a person can give you a word and be in their flesh.
And, oh, come on.
They can be in their flesh, so we have to be, where I get my best word is, how do you get your best word? Get on your knees.
Come on.
Have a prayer life.
Come on.
Talk to the Father.
Come on.
He'll lead you.
Come on.
He will guide you. But you got to stay in him.
Mm.
You got to stay seeking after him. He said, if my people shall humble themselves and pray, pray in the spirit. You can't pray and see things in the natural. You got to be in the spirit. So you have to be constantly seeking after him.
Uh-huh.
He says, say in his word.
Uh-huh.
Everything that I need is, we have to realize that everything that I need is in the word of God. Everything that I need, any answer that I need is in this book.
My God.
But when we get confused is we get out of prayer.
Uh-huh.
We get out of reading the word.
Uh-huh.
And we go and we get to searching for all these other things.
Uh-huh.
And we put these things ahead of Christ.
Uh-huh.
When he is. And it says that he is. And you shall know the truth.
Uh-huh.
And the truth shall make you free. See, when you got all these other things in your way and they clouding up your mind.
Come on.
You know, because sometimes it's not. If you always got to go. I don't want a God that I got to go and I got to go talk to Pastor Collins to hear him. I got to go talk to Pastor E to get a message. I got to go. I'm running here and I'm running there and I'm running all over. You got to be still. Be still. Get to know the Lord for yourself. Have a relationship with him for yourself. You need to know the word for yourself.
Mm.
Because by knowing the word, hearing the word, staying in the word, praying in the word, don't you know that you become the word?
My God.
And that's what we're trying to do. If we're going to be able to be the word,
uh-huh.
we can walk this thing on out.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
And Pastor, I want to jump over because we still at John 8, we're at 29, but I want to jump over and just read this. Just don't read. You got to read them. You know, just don't read, just, you know, John 14, 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by through me. So no man can go to the Father. We so quick to forget this scripture. He said no man can go to the Father but by through him. And if you go back over here, he said here in 29, he said, 28, he said, 29 said, the Father's always with me. And he said, that's what 29 said, the Father always with me. So he said, and he gives it to us word for word. No man, I don't care. I know I'm the pastor of the church. I know I'm the apostle. I know I'm the missionary. I know I'm the deacon. I know I'm the prophet. I know I'm the bishop. I know I'm all that. But he said, can't no man. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Can't no man come to the Father unless he go. So you got to go to Jesus. We got to get this thing. That's why the body of Christ is so messed up today. Because I understand not to put it out of, not to take it out of perspective. You know, not to take it out of perspective because he said he gave some teachers, apostles, prophets. You know, he said he gave some, you know. That's a gift. You know, if you're reading parts of the scripture, he talks about the gifts. He gives the gift of the apostle, the gift of the prophet. So we got not to put that and take that out of context. He said, because you need teachers, they need preachers. Why? To preach the word. You know, he said, don't forsake yourself with brethren. So we need the word. We need the word. But the word is what is important. Because he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with me, and the Word became God, and God became flesh, and he dwelt among us. So we need the Word. But God said, You know, we gotta quit getting into this point that we think man can leave us to man can leave us to glory. We can only get to glory through Jesus. And so sometimes you gotta read the whole scripture. But go here. John 14, and we're gonna start at we're talking about on the move. Jesus never stood in one place. The Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost came, the Holy Ghost stopped moving. The Holy Ghost, when it came on the day of Pentecost, it did not stay still. The Holy Ghost came and said it came like a mighty rushing wind. So if the Holy Ghost came as a mighty rushing wind, it didn't stay. It didn't stay in one place. It moved. It said, like the Spirit of God, hovered over the fish. It hovered over the sea. It hovered over the water. It hovered. It moved. It didn't stay. But go read. It says 31. John 14, 31. Therefore,
but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
Go to John 14 chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It's 14 chapter.
Yes, sir.
And let's read 31.
I read 31. Did you mean 13?
Yes, 13. My bad. Forgive me, Pastor.
Forgive me, Pastor.
My bad. See, we help out each other. Now, somebody else probably say, I didn't tell you this. No. The Holy Ghost is humble. The Holy Ghost is not arrogant. The Holy Ghost will make you apologize when you make a mistake. The Holy Ghost don't make you say, how you gonna cut me off? How you gonna front me off like that? You can't front me off like you don't got right. Who you think you is? No. The Holy Ghost will make sure you go back and correct yourself. Make sure you go back and don't say vexatory words out of your mouth. You know? And so I see how that's how the whole we man up on the move. We gotta get out of that stinking thinking. We gonna bash somebody upside the head. Who you think you? No, we gotta get up out of that. We he said the devil is the enemy, not you.
Amen. And the Father of all lies.
That's right. So it 31. Therefore,
and whosoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Yep. Yep.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Amen. Amen. And see, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. And so we gotta put things in perspective. If we don't put it in perspective,
then John the 13th chapter, the 32nd verse.
Yeah.
If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him.
And so all we got to do, we just got to remain in God. If we remain in Jesus Christ, and because he said, you know, we know the scripture say, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No man going to the Father unless. So that's what we got to do, man. That's what we got to do. Because if we abide in him, you know, the more scripture you get in that, say, if you abide in me, I abide in you. You know, more scripture, if you stay in the context, if you keep your mind on the word of God and you let God do what God want to do, then God can do, he can do what he want to do. But, you know, what I love about God, God ain't like some stick-neck folks. God don't get mad. Well, he gets mad, but his mad is love. God love you so much that God don't want you to go to hell. God don't want you to go to hell, but God give you a will. That's what we have. That's what we have, that the animals. Don't you know we the only humankind, or we the only species on earth that have a will? Don't you know the angels don't have a will? The angels can't even get salvation. Not even that, even the animals can't even get salvation. We got something that the devil wish he can have. And what we have a will. But only that, we got salvation. We can choose to go to hell or heaven.
Amen.
We can choose to go to hell or heaven. God gave us that choice. He said, choose me this day who you going to serve. So, you know, that's like saying, going to, if a robber come to you and the robber say, well, I give you a choice. You can give me your money or you can run. What would you do? If a robber come to you and tell you, I give you a choice.
I'm gone.
Give me your wallet or you can run.
I'm gone.
Well, that's what I'm just trying to make it simple, because you said make it simple. That a 2-year-old child, we make it so deep, man. We get so deep with the word of God, man. We get so deep. When he said make it simple, that a 2-year-old can understand. Now, if I tell a 2-year-old, well, you know, a 2-year-old really probably can't understand. But if I tell a 5 or 6-year-old that if I give him that same question, you know what he's going to say? The same thing. Run. Well, that's what God said. God said, choose this day. I give you life or you can have hell. I give you life that you can walk in newness. You can walk with everyday new life. You can have hope, promise. You can have prosperity. You can have good health. You can have good wealth. You can have good understanding. Your mind won't be all messed up, jacked up. You know, you won't be beating yourself up. You won't thinking about committing suicide. You won't think about trying to drink a bottle to get your problems away. That's what God said. Come to me. I'm gonna take all that stuff with you. But yet we chose not to. Well, I don't want that because it seems like there's something in that. You know, because it's too good to be true. That's what we say, too. Just like you said, you see this kind of stuff. You see this kind of stuff on the internet. They tell you, well, you can get rich overnight. Oh, that's too good to sound true. But the word of God is truth. He said, let every man be a liar. Let his word be true. You know what I'm saying, Pastor?
Amen.
So we just got to go back, man. We just got to go back. Quit trying to be so spiritual, whether you know earthly good. Jeff, you got to balance this thing out. We got to go back, man. Go back to basics. Because I said it before, and if quote me on this. You can call me. You can call me. Quote me on this. Let's go back to the Old Testament when the prophets were first was presented. Did nobody want the prophets? When the prophet come, the kings, they didn't want the, don't you bring that prophet to my house? The kings didn't want to hear the people. The people didn't want to hear what the prophet had to say. Why? Because the prophet had to come to say, first of all, God said, if you don't get your house in order, about this day, by tomorrow, you're going to die. Sickness is going to come upon you. You know, God's going to do this. And so they got themselves together. But we got these modern-day prophets because the people's really not in the word. So that's why I can call your phone. If you want to call my phone, I'm out. You know what I'm telling you? We got to get this thing in perspective. And I'm going to jump back past you and go, but we got to get, if you want somebody to call your phone, I'm out, and tell you what you did in your bedroom and all that kind of stuff, you better get away from that witch. That's a warlock. God has never want to put you on Front Street. Do you think God telling somebody that I go, when I go and preach and teach and do that, do you think God telling them, oh, you know, he used to be a womanizer, or he used to be a fornicator, or he used to watch pornography, or he used to do heroin, or he used to do... God ain't saying that, man. We know the devil is accused of the brothers, but God ain't saying that. And you got these people telling me, I know what you did last night. You know, the Holy Ghost told me you was down. You come on, man. I don't need you to call out my phone number. I don't need you to tell. You know, and so many people so gullible. But that's why the things are so messed up. But come on, Pastor. So I'm telling you, girl, Pastor, I'm having fun. This is how ministry is supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to laugh and break bread together. We're supposed to be able to celebrate one another. We're not supposed to be mad at one another. That's the devil, man. The devil come kill, steal, and destroy. I'm supposed to be excited. God is calling you to another level.
Amen.
God is calling you to another level. I don't supposed to put a muzzle on your mouth. That's not, no, we're supposed to be helpers in the ministry. Because you can preach out. So what? You can preach out. You can preach better than me. That don't mean nothing. We're supposed to edify the body of Christ.
Amen.
God got the skills, not you. If God was to take his voice back, you couldn't even talk. Oh, my God. Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor. We got about a good... Go ahead, Pastor.
And you brought up when you were talking about the teachers. We have to be, you know, I said before, we have to be careful when we're going and we're seeking out these different things, because everything that goes forth should be to edify the people and also to lift up the name of Jesus. You know, that's our main focus, because there is no other way. So we need to be mindful when we're going and we're seeking out these teachers that we're actually, you know, being without Christ, there is no apostle. Without Christ, there is no prophet. Without Christ, there is no teacher. Without Christ, there is no evangelist.
Come on.
You cannot preach of yourself. Everything that we preach, teach, speak, is supposed to be of Jesus.
Come on.
I want to read this scripture. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 3rd verse. If any man...
Come on.
And that can be one man.
Say it,
man. Come on. Otherwise, consent not to wholesome words.
Come on.
Even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ,
uh-huh,
and through the doctrine, which is according to godliness. He is proud, knowing nothing but doting about questions and strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, even evil surmising, perverse, disputing of men of corrupt mind, and destitute of the truth. Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. See, we got to be careful.
Whoa,
we have to be careful.
Come on, preacher.
We have to be careful. We have to be careful. We searching for something when he's already here. He's already whispering. That voice when you can't sleep at night, it's the Lord calling you. Baby, come on. Come on. I want to talk to you. He's waking you up.
Come on.
He's telling you, you know, you need to pray more. And he said the Spirit is steady calling you, beckoning you to come to him. But you got all these different voices, and we got the internet, and you on there for looking for a word, and we run from revival to revival to conference, and when does it stop? When do you take time just to communicate with just him?
My God.
Just him. He said he is the way.
Mm.
He is the way.
Mm.
He is the way,
mm,
and the truth.
Mm.
So everything is look, I don't have to speak man to hear what, you know, it's nice to hear sometimes what other people say or other people can talk to encourage you. But my main source of information, I don't want my husband can't be my guide. My children can't be my guide. People down the street can't be my guide. I have to have that connection with him. It is him that I need. When I get depressed, when it seems that I don't want to tell nobody, it says he's with me.
Mm. Mm.
He's always with me.
Mm.
So no matter what, it says he's with me.
Mm.
It said it in the scripture. He didn't leave him alone.
Come on.
So I know he's with me. So if I can just hold to him,
my God,
if I can just stay in the word, if I can just be listening and sensitive to the Spirit,
mm,
I can hear him.
Mm.
And I don't have to go chasing after all these other things.
Mm.
Because then I got to, you know, if we have a relationship.
Mm.
We communicate. That's how you learn and grow.
Mm.
I can grow up in things. And now you say, you know, I can get spiritual. I can get spiritual. not because I know him. I know him for myself. See, if you don't know him for yourself, anybody can tell you anything and say it's from the Lord.
My God. My God.
That's why you have people messed up. We got soothsayers in the church that probably were some of them. You have to be careful. You have to be careful because reading you numbers and horoscopes and different things. You have to be careful. If you don't know the Lord for yourself, if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know Jesus, and you have not been filled with the Spirit, or if you just willfully out choosing to not listen to his Spirit, you can get messed up. You can get messed up because you're not sensitive to know when it's actually him speaking to you.
My God. My God. Tag team, well, we know that the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things, behold, all things are passed away. All things become new. All things.
Amen.
All things. That old stinking thinking, that old having that JB in the cup, you got your liquor on the side, you can't wait to get out of service to get that Coke 45, you can't wait to get out of service to get that gin and tonic, you know, all those things. The Bible said, if any man, if you are a new creature in Christ, or you're a new believer, the Bible says that he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit God. You can't see God in the flesh. Only how you can see God is in the flesh by looking at yourself. Why? Because you are the image of God. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost, you are the temple. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So if God dwells in you, the fullness of God is in you. If you got the fullness of God is in you, that means you are a new creature in Christ. So you can raise out your hand and you can hug them. Why? Because he said you got power to heal. He said you got power to bind what's up in heaven, you can bind on earth. Whatever you lose on earth, you can lose up in heaven. Why? Because you have the Spirit of God in you. You are God creator. You are God. You are a new creature in Christ. That means that you have the withal. So that's what we're saying is we man it up on the movement.
Amen.
We not stuck. We move it. We not stuck like yesterday. Today is a new day. And like I said, it's February the 20th, 2018. This is a new day. We're not in 19. Tomorrow is going to be the 21st. If God bid us to get up, if God give us strength in our legs, if God said, well, you can borrow my breath again, you can borrow some of your body, you know, the muscles, he said, you can borrow my muscles again and get up out of the bed, if God allowed that to happen. So what we're saying is this. Keep your mind on Christ. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
I know you had to get your favorite.
Go ahead, Pastor.
But Lord, I gotta get my favorite. Galatians 5:1. And stand fast.
Mm.
Therefore, in the liberty.
Woo!
In the liberty.
Oh,
Christ has made us free.
Oh.
And be not entangled again.
Come on.
With the yoke of bondage.
Come on.
So Christ has made us free. Stay free.
Who
so go back to
us. Stay free.
So who the Son set free is free
and
free. So I want you all to stay free. Don't go back. He done brought us too far. He's, you know, if he don't, how did the soul say that if he don't do nothing else, he's already done. He's done more than enough. He gives us breath in our body every day.
Mm.
He gives us brand new mercy.
Mm.
Brand new mercies. And he said he's given us chance after chance after chance to get it right.
Mm.
Just to get it right.
Just to get it right.
Just to get it right. We know the truth.
Mm.
Scripture said that he is the truth.
Mm.
So stay in the truth.
Mm.
Walk in it.
Mm.
Meditate on his word.
Mm.
Be the word. Let the word live in you.
Mm.
But stay free.
My
Don't
God.
Go back to that.
Don't go back. He said he came too far. You came too far.
Man.
To go back. You came too far to go back. So we just want to encourage you guys. We just want to say thank you guys for your divided attention. We hope that what we said that will bless you. We hope that what we said that you will go back, that you will ask God for forgiveness. You'll go back and tell God, because you got to tell him. He said, come to him bold. Come to him bold. Don't come to him timid. The Bible said, come to him bold. If he said, come to him bold, don't worry about what nobody else say. Go to him bold. Demand something. You can demand something because he give you that right. We want you to be free. We don't want you no longer being bound. The shackles and chains that has been broken. Why would you go back to something that didn't treat you right? Why would you turn your head from something that loves you? He loved you so much that he took time. He took time to turn you to gold. He took time that you were in that clay mine. He took time to mold you to where you at. Don't let the devil trick you. The devil is a liar. He want to tell you all the world is this and the world that. The devil is a liar because he know his time is up. If the world was all that, God would have never died. God would have never died. God would never flooded the earth. The world, God would have never flooded the earth. So the world ain't all that. The world is on their way to hell. If any given moment, if you put all these molecules together and all these ingredients in the world, don't you know the world is just a bomb? It just need one more and the ingredients in the world can blow up. I mean, spiritual and supernatural. If you're a bomb maker and if you into chemistry and all that kind of stuff, look at the H2O. Look at the H2O in the world. How the gas, the molecule, or you know the when you go to it, you get that for your when you out of breath, they give you air. You know, when you go to the hospital, they give you that what you call that?
Inhaler.
No, they give you the, like it's like a gas. And you know when they give you so you can breathe when you run out of breath. So it, you know, put it in this respect. If you go like propane, you know the world's like a bomb. No, all you got to do is put the rest of the ingredients together and it'll blow up. That's what's going to happen to this world. Because he said he's going to make it to a new Jerusalem. He's not going to build his kingdom on this world. Not on this world. So we just want to say, don't go back. God sets you free. Be free indeed. Walk in your blessing. Don't you know that blessing look good on you? Well, favor ain't fair, but you got it all over you. You got all it all. It's just all over you. You just walking in all that favor. Be blessed. God loves you, and God never hates you. So you can't find nowhere in the word that God hates you. God said he's always with you. Amen. He's always with you. He said wherever you lay your bed, that he's there with you. So just keep that in mind. We just want you guys to be blessed. We just want you guys to love on him because he's a lovable God. He's a lovable God. He's good like that. So just be blessed knowing that God loves you. We love you. Tune in. Every third Tuesday, about this time, we come together and we collaborate and we talk about man on the movement. And so I thank my apostle, I call him my apostle, for allowing this to happen, for allowing us to come forth and do what we're doing here. Keep us in prayer. You know, as my wife, as Pastor said, we are launching a new ministry. We are put things in perspective. We right now praying that God will open up a space for us, you know, that we can go in and labor and tag team together, get on a pulpit together, talk about Jesus together. We can laugh about Jesus together, and we can just be in his presence together. Amen. You guys be blessed. Keep us in prayer. If you would like to get at us, you can locate us. We have a P.O. box. We'll get that to you next time.